This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. Parker staff told council data centers typically do not generate significant primary employment. The town of Parker's community development staff put that finding in writing before the January 25th and February 20th, 2024, lots that cleared the way for Flexential's data center on Compark Boulevard, and the special parking study Kim Lee Horn, prepared 9 months after the January hearing, told the town to expect roughly 1 to 10 office employees on site at any given time. The Town of Parker's own planning staff told the Planning Commission on January 25, 2024, that data center uses generally do not provide significant employment, and told the Town Council on February 20, 2024, that they typically do not generate significant primary employment. Both bodies voted unanimously to advance the 26.4-acre overlay that let Flexential build one at Compark Boulevard and South Chambers Road, the commission by recommendation and the council by ordinance. Core Electric Cooperative announced 3 months later that it would supply the building with 22.5 megawatts. A load of 22.5 megawatts running continuously for a year consumes about 197,000 megawatt hours, roughly what 24,000 Colorado homes use in a year, at the 2024 state residential average of 674 kilowatt hours a month, reported by the U.S. Energy Information Administration. The household figure is a ceiling implied by the announced capacity and not a forecast of what the building will draw, because co-location halls fill over years, and CORE described the 22.5 megawatts as power it would provide from available capacity. The finding appears in a Community Development Department staff report on the rezoning case, published in the town's January 25, 2024 Planning Commission packet. The report credits the project as a significant private investment, sited near an existing CORE substation, then says, however, data center uses generally do not provide significant employment, and the applicant has not submitted information as part of the rezoning application to the contrary. Data center uses are more passive from a use perspective and do not generate much activity, employment, sales tax, or traffic. Staff carried the same conclusion to the town council, qualifying it further in the February 20, 2024 council packet to say that data center uses typically do not generate significant primary employment, and the applicant has not submitted information to the contrary, and that, from a planning perspective, data centers are a passive type of use. The council's minutes reproduce that language, putting it in the official record of the vote. Staff recommended approval, and the council's minutes record that staff felt that the applicant needed to provide more information to determine if they met the 9 criteria for rezoning approval. Asked at the January hearing which ones the application had not initially met, staff named 4 according to the minutes. Number 1, does a need exist? Number 2, is this the correct site? Number 4, have there been significant changes in the area to warrant a zone change? And number 8, is this rezoning consistent with the master plan? Douglas County Planning filed a formal advisory comment, reproduced in both packets. The amendment to allow a data center across from the Canyon Creek townhomes should not be considered. The Planning Commission recommended approval unanimously anyway, and the Town Council adopted Ordinance No. 3.253.7 on second reading by a 6-0 roll call. No one spoke against the rezoning at either hearing. The February staff report records that community development had received comments and inquiries from the public, both in support of and in opposition to the application, and that all written comments received went into the packet. Mike Rollick, an engaged citizen with the Ralston Valley Coalition who obtained the site development plan himself, read the parking study's findings on the July 29, 2026 broadcast of The Kim Monson Show. Roughly 1 to 10 office employees are expected to be on site at any given time, Rollick read, directly from Kim Lee Horn. Kim Lee Horn prepared the special parking study, dated October 25, 2024, which the applicant's team filed with the town 3 days later to justify 90 parking spaces where Parker's code schedule for industrial uses would have called for as many as 219. The study says that overnight and on weekends, 2 security officers will remain on the site, and that roughly 1 to 10 office employees are expected to be on site at any given time. Its table 3 puts the minimum at 2 people, a typical peak at 22, including security, customers, and office workers, and a maximum of 50 for an occasional event. Every one of those figures measures how many people stand inside the building at one time, a different quantity from how many people the facility employs, since a business can carry more names on a payroll than ever appear on site at once. At the January 25, 2024 hearing, the applicant gave a number of the other kind. When Commissioner Ruth Ann Nelson asked about ancillary jobs, Larry Jacobson, a principal at Westside Investment Partners, the firm that secured the rezoning, gave the commission a figure the minutes record this way. He estimates that 30 to 50 employees and consultants would staff the data center. Jacobson gave that estimate in the rezoning case. The separate site plan record, filed 9 months later by Flex and Scholl's team, sizes parking for 12 employees at peak, and neither file notes that the two figures count different things. Kim Lee Horn prepared the study for Flex and Scholl's application, and under the code, a lower headcount is what supports fewer spaces. The study's two methods produced demand estimates of 13 and 21 spaces against a supply of 90. Even inside the site plan, the filings do not settle on one figure. The parking study's own appendix table puts the maximum people on site at Parker at 30, a few pages after the 50-person special event in its body, and the project narrative that the Mulhern Group submitted in the same October 28, 2024 site plan package records the answer. Flex and Scholl's team gave neighbors on October 22, 2024, depending upon the time or events, up to 70 at any one time. Commissioner Nelson had also asked what the town knew about employment in comparable space. Staff answered, according to the minutes, that at the edge at 470, a light industrial flex development staff cited as the town's comparable, the buildings are about 86,000 square feet and depending upon the tenants between 50 to 100 employees. That 50 to 100 is a headcount for a flex building, while the 1 to 10 in the parking study counts office employees on site at any given time, so the two figures answered different questions. The traffic impact study filed with the same plan reaches a matching conclusion. Flex and Scholl is expected to generate approximately 212 daily weekday driveway trips, with 24 of these trips occurring during the morning peak hour, and 20 trips occurring during the afternoon peak hour, it says, modeling the site under the Institute of Transportation Engineers Code for data centers. Community development staff asked the applicant early on for a fiscal impact analysis, and the applicant submitted one prepared by Economic and Planning Systems on October 10, 2023, reproduced inside the February 2024 council packet. It describes two data centers on the 26.4 acres. Building 1, on 17 acres, matches the Flex and Scholl building in acreage, cost, and load, at 249,000 square feet, 22.5 megawatts, and an estimated $197 million, though the memo says only that the proposed development program is derived from a real user, adding that due to the confidential nature of the negotiations, the name of the user remains undisclosed. Building 2, on 9.4 acres, is put at 118,500 square feet and 18 megawatts, for a combined 40.5 megawatts and about $357 million across the overlay. No account of the project reviewed for this story mentions that second building. EPS labels both power figures monthly megawatt consumption, while CORE states the 22.5 megawatts plainly as power it will supply. The 249,000 square feet is likewise the 2023 number, and the site plan filed in October 2024 describes a 230,300 square foot building, while the traffic study models 213,700 square feet, so the project's own filings state the building size three ways. Staff summarized the analysis for the council by saying the rezoning is projected to be revenue positive to the town, with substantial excise tax to be generated for electricity usage and limited expenses for town services because of the low employment and passive nature of typical data center use. It put recurring excise and sales tax at $2 million to $2.1 million a year and $22.5 million between 2025 and 2035. So the town's revenue case rests on the electricity, while its own summary counts the low employment among the reasons the math works. Jeff Toborg, then Parker's mayor, said in Coors May 2024 announcement of what it called FlexenSchul's fifth Denver area facility that the town looked forward to, adding new employment opportunities in our community. T.J. Sullivan, president and chief executive of the Parker Chamber of Commerce, told the January hearing, according to Rocky Mountain PBS, "While this specific project does not have a significant jobs impact, we believe it can act as a seed for more jobs in the tech and information sector." Joshua Revero, the council member who moved approval of Ordinance No. 3.253.7, is now Parker's mayor. Jacobson told the same outlet in June 2026 that the facility will employ roughly 30 to 50 employees with salaries around $70,000, Rocky Mountain PBS reported. The same story calls the $192 million project among the largest data centers in Colorado and due for completion in January 2027. That cost figure and that framing appear nowhere in the town's file, which carries a $197 million estimate. The answer FlexenSchul gave the town in October 2024 was that it expected to open in early 2026. The 2026 legislative session ended with no changes to how Colorado regulates data centers since committees postponed both bills on the subject indefinitely. Senate Bill 26-102 came from Fort Collins Democrat Senator Kathy Kipp and Representative Kyle Brown, a Democrat representing Boulder and Broomfield counties. House Bill 26-1030 came from Denver Democrat Representative Alex Valdez, House Majority Leader Monica Doron, a Jefferson County Democrat, and Senator Kyle Mulica, an Adams County Democrat. Ixel Energy, which serves much of the Front Range though not the Parker site, has asked Colorado customers to cut their use between 4 and 8 p.m. on days above 90 degrees, Denver 7 reported. And now, Kim's perspective. Every one of us has gotten the text asking us to hold off on the laundry until after 8 p.m. on a hot afternoon, and most of us do it because we want the grid to hold for our neighbors. Then you read Parker's own staff report and learn that the town knew in writing, before both votes, that data centers as a class bring almost nobody to work there, and that the applicant had offered nothing to show this one would be different. Our elected representatives approved it anyway, and the fiscal analysis they were handed counted that low employment as a benefit, since fewer workers means fewer town services to pay for. Members of the public did weigh in, for and against, and both votes were still unanimous. Ask your own town council what they were told before they voted. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson, Colorado News Briefing.